Welcome to the podtech.net info talk for Juniper Networks, Master of IT program. We're here with Jason Warmby, Master of IT.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the podcast. So your company, Hathaway Dinwiddie?
Dinwiddie
is a construction company. Talk about why you're a Master of IT and some of the things going on in your environment. What are you guys up to?
Well, we're a construction company in California. We have couple offices in San Francisco, Santa Clara, Los Angeles, and then from there we have construction sites, about 30 of them spread out throughout California. One of the things that makes us so challenging is our network design. Because we're a construction company, our construction sites last anywhere from 18 months to 24 months, and then we tear the network out and start over somewhere else.
Most people talk about IT challenges. They talk about the enterprise. I mean, you guys obviously are a business, so you have an enterprise-like environment, but you completely redefine the word real-time. I mean, you guys have new stuff going up, new construction sites, and it's very project-based. So if something's not ready, schedule slips, heads roll. I mean, yeah. It all comes down to IT. And you've got to put out networks. I mean, you got mobile devices out there. Talk about the environment and some of the challenges you had.
We run a fully meshed interlaced network using encrypted firewalls, specifically made by Juniper. And from there, we'll roll out over different kinds of internet connections, anywhere from, you know, home residential cable up to satellite, T1s, DSL, you name it, we've tried it. Whatever we can do to get network service at our construction trailers quickest so we can get our people out there and start building buildings.
You do whatever it takes, basically, to get a connection.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, some of the stuff that we've done to get connection out there.
So Juniper's interest in you guys is that, you know, their firewall is out there. You guys are a big customer of theirs. Talk about some of the challenges at the edge. I mean, you basically have to use any pipe, whether it's wireless, DSL, like you said. Why Juniper, and what some of the things that they've done that really makes your life easier?
We got on board with the NetScreen product line years and years ago when the company first started. We took a look at them and some of their competitors, and really were turned on by the appliance firewall. Back in the day when you know, the big players out there, Checkpoint and SonicWall, weren't really solid enough for us to be happy, so we chose the appliance-based. We switched our network then from 56K frame relay with ISDN to the internet to, you know, late 90s, DSL was just coming out. So high-speed internet over DSL back in the late 90s was pretty remarkable that we could deliver that for our employees, let alone to help us communicate with our clients better out on the job sites.
So was the big issue for you guys, the core problem or core issue, was remote connections, right?
Remote connections was definitely our biggest challenge, and being able to deliver those remote connections in a timely basis. You know, we've tried satellite-based stuff. We've tried ISDN over using encrypted firewalls and all of our ISDN connections, whatever we could get to get service into the trailers fast enough for our people to move out.
And it's always expanding, because when it's done, it moves from one phase to the other. So you basically have to extend the network real time, right? Is that one of the...
Yeah. 18 months, we'd tear the whole thing out, pick up the trailer, drive it to some new location, rewire it, and re-get service from the different ISPs or telecom people we can get, and build the network all over again.
In a way, it sounds like a typical enterprise. They buy companies, they roll them in. Other masses of IT say, we bought this company, we got to integrate them here, move them there. I mean, that's basically the reality for you. You're moving stuff all the time.
All day, every day. We're always got people out moving around. And then even now, with our network infrastructure as fully meshed and dynamic it is, now we have people that are remotely working at one site at several sites at the same time. So we have the ability for our people to work on multiple projects. So our specialists, our highly technical people, are able to actually manage multiple construction projects at one time.
So they go to site A and they're really working B, C, or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. From one site.
From one site.
Through the firewall.
Or even from a hotel room.
So basically, you know, before, you know, Juniper, it was what? They had to kind of get in their car or plane and kind of
get in the car, get in the plane, drive to the location, sit down, figure out how to actually get on and make the stuff work, and then go from there.
So do you get kudos from these guys? I mean, like, hey, Jason, we love you. Thanks so much. Or they kind of just don't know?
I get a paycheck. That's about it.
It's kind of like it works. It's just happy now, right?
They're just happy. Yeah, it's you know, people don't really appreciate it until the network goes down.
What were some of the challenges before that in terms of configuration? Was it like, how bad was it before the Juniper? Was it in terms of solution? firewalls would have to be maintained, different platforms. But what are some of the things that really got you under your skin?
We've been on the NetScreen platform for so long now, I can't really remember a time without it. When I started here with the company, you know, our offices were interconnected at 56K frame relay, pushing data packets or pushing, you know, data files, Word and Excel spreadsheets over that. It's just so slow that I don't think our people can even deal with that anymore.
So for other Master of IT folks that are out there listening or future Master of IT, what would you say about the Juniper and your environment in particular that you've learned from that you can share with them that may be notable in terms of like the dynamic nature of the site and some of the things you've fought through or broke through?
It's very powerful. The things we've learned the most is to always talk to tech support about what this stuff can really do. Come up with a wild idea, ask and see if it can be done. We've been able to get very creative in how we use this stuff and use the central management products that we've been using. Because we've been very smart in investing in our infrastructure with high-quality, high-performing equipment, we've been able to cut our IT staff down to just a few people to support all of our users.
There's another guy with Juniper who has one guy and staff, one developer. He loves the integration. But talk about some of those creative things. What examples can you give just off the top of your head that you'd say that worked for you, that were thinking differently?
We got it into central management of, like, our servers. We use some central management, you know, applications to manage that. With Juniper's products, we got into their Global Probe application when it first came out. Then, now that it's transitioned into NSM, I mean, we're in there every single day moving stuff. So instead of actually hard coding on the firewalls themselves, we're actually pushing configurations out to these firewalls and building it before the site even moves.
So you're on the fly making configurations, and network changes kind of that ties into the central architecture. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we can, during the day, during production, we can actually reconfigure the entire network to incorporate a new site that's come on board that day. And doing two or three job sites a month, it's key that we're able to do this during construction hours and not having to wait till nighttime.
So what does that mean? They get to the construction site, they just plug in, they're in? Is that
pretty much. We're able to drop a trailer out in the middle of a cow field, get power and electricity and telephone lines in there. Then we can get data service up to that. We drop a firewall in there, get it up and running, and then boom, next day our people move in and they're up and running.
So the firewall drops into the trailer. I'm just trying to envision this. You then push the configuration in advance to the firewall. So the firewall kind of is network ready, kind of drops mm-hmm. in, and they just plug in jacks into a hub, right?
Yeah, we send a tech out, and tech just kind of plugs everything into a patch panel, and then our users just show up with their own computer, plug in, and they're ready to go.
What are some of the challenges without that? I mean, pushing the configuration out, actually going in, telnetting in, or actually being on site? What are the
Sending our trained senior engineers out there to sit there manually, do it, and then rechange the entire network, the rest of the network, at the same time so that we don't have any downtime.
So the senior guy is kind of home, doesn't mm-hmm. have to travel.
He sits in his office, he gets to sit there and, you know, configure it all up. We send a junior tech out there. He does some minor patchworking, and plug it in and push a button. And
so there's good productivity gains, but cost too. I mean, you guys save cost on that.
Oh, we're able to run with our 250 to 300 users. We have three IT techs for the whole company. 30 job sites and three main offices.
So going forward, obviously you guys are a big company, very well respected. Construction is very deadline oriented, but you got some intellectual property you got to protect. So talk about how you see the next, you know, year ahead of you in terms of security and some of your challenges that you see there.
Security is definitely on the top of our list right now. We're very concerned about data security and about intrusion into our network. Because we're a construction site, we do have trailers that are just locked up in the middle of a field. It's very easy for somebody to penetrate into our network. Our current projects for next fiscal year are all going to be centered towards increasing our security and safeguarding ourselves from possible intrusion.
And you handle that now with the Juniper. So basically the Juniper is your firewall now, so you're looking to take extra measures?
We're looking with them to take extra measures on it, yeah. And the challenge with us is because our networks are so diverse – and our job sites are so diverse, we only have a few people in these locations. It's how to deliver a cost-effective solution. So we're trying to find the right products to help us manage that.
So it's the classic security, physical security problem you guys have. I mean, yeah. You could be out, you know, with a fence and a trailer. I mean, break the lock. you're in. So it's physical security is always an issue for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, one of our biggest threats is somebody just stealing the whole trailer.
But what about the firewall? How does that work now in terms of if I try to come in and break in and I connect it to the firewall, I'm going to be rejected, right?
We have a lot of trust in Juniper's done such a good job of its firewall security. Our bigger concern, like you said, is physical security. It's not intrusion via the firewall. I really feel that they've delivered such a good product that at least in our industry, construction, the threat isn't there. There's no intellectual property that somebody's going to get in and steal from us. We worry more about physical intrusion.
So you got your network lockdown, clearly productivity gains for people.
Definitely.
Cost is reduced from the tech side as well. What would you say to other folks out there in IT that are dealing with all the IT issues at other enterprises, other companies? What would you say about the Juniper and then your environment, what you can talk about, what you've learned?
What I've learned is definitely to listen to others. Talk to vendors. Talk to your sales engineers. They are the best resource for helping you find solutions. Just bounce ideas off people. Find good consultants, people that can help you build the right network securely, safely, and cost-effectively.
We're here in San Francisco at Hathaway Dinwiddie with Jason Warmby, Master of IT, as designated by Juniper Networks. Congratulations, and
thanks
for the podcast.
Thank you.